in talking about nutrition, a lot of people have encouraged people to take mega doses of a single nutrient. But in your experience, even experience with the world-renowned Dr. Linus Pauling,
yes,
that it's much better to take a broad spectrum of nutrition, and sometimes taking mega doses of one can throw off your balances in other nutrients. Isn't that correct?
Exactly, and this is especially true for vitamin C, which is now, you know, one of the most popular vitamins ever. And many people take, in my opinion, too much vitamin C, because if you take high doses of vitamin C, it causes a loss of copper. And that is very important, because you can develop aneurysm, which can be fatal. And so this is one reason why I'm against mega-dosing vitamin C. Also, for another reason, when you take large doses of vitamin C, the body learns to adapt to this situation and excretes it more rapidly. If you then stop, the body, in fact, will continue to deplete the organism of vitamin C, and you can get to very dangerously low levels. That's the so-called rebound effect. And lastly, I'm against vitamin C overdosage, and we've done that study actually in San Diego. Vitamin C is a reducing agent. It uses up oxygen, right? Now you need oxygen. Who will deny that? And there were studies before World War II where they tested fighter pilots, and these fighter pilots didn't have any pressurized cabins. And they noticed that if they took some vitamin C, their high altitude resistance would improve, but if they took too much of it, it would get much worse. And this was repeated, and it indeed showed that guinea pigs given too much vitamin C had very low high altitude simulated oxygen depletion resistance. And we repeated this with American fighter pilots in San Diego at the Naval Air Base. And we could show that those who had the worst high altitude resistance was after dosage of high doses of vitamin C. So this is another reason why I said, don't, let's do this.